This is a BuzzHub Entertainment podcast. Jesus News. Starring Luke, Owen, Shane, Michael,
Kian, Johnny, Dara,
Killian, Owen, Jack,
and special guests.
Debbie Karen, Jake, Peter, Sean, Connor, Kelly, Jake.
I know, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's something about Phil Grindlow on one of them or something.
Filmina.
Yeah, he...
he's all her ego.
What?
Wait, we got a...
I haven't had breakfast yet. I don't know what I'm going to do the rest of the day. I'm going to have to do a whole lot.
Did we get French?
We did, yeah. There's a comprehension about it, a young teacher.
That sounds like a porno.
Oh, she's a great teacher.
She's a good teacher.
She's so much better than Mr. Carmen.
So, we're joined today
by
Michael, by Owen, by Kevin. Okay. And for the first time, by Barra. Oh, hello. Nice.
Hello.
Wait, are you recording or something?
Your brother is an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
Your brother?
He's almost as much of an idiot as mine.
What age is your brother?
He's 7 days.
14?
No. He's 15. He's about 6.
This is the best way to do it.
Yeah.
But we're going to do like this all the time.
Come on, please. We're going to Kappa. We're going to Kappa.
I've definitely left something behind, but I'll just come back later. What?
How do we get to Kappa?
Well, no, this is a quicker way. Through the estate over here.
All right.
Good job, lads. We actually managed to get it done within our allocation.
Yeah, but it'll be months before it's seen, but Shane's going to be
I'll
so gelled.
I'll send you all the clips.
That's no point. I won't be able to own like an old shot. It'll break down the computer when you're
shutting down. Well, I'm going to have to take them off my phone anyway.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, I'll put them up on OneDrive or something.
And yeah. No. Google Drive,
yeah. I prefer OneDrive. Oh, basically just because my phone
because auto they don't does. Actually steal everything. It's like Google Patents. Do you ever come across Google Patents?
I've tried it a couple times. Yeah.
Well, if you do a search for a patent and it turns out that there's no patent exists, well, Google will just patent it.
You should really stop using the selfie stick.
I'm using it now. I'm using it now for recording a podcast. It's really good.
We're recording a podcast.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be on JL. Life achievement.
It's not the patent. Just keep it a secret.
Incomplete.
And then nobody will know.
Yeah. Well, when someone tries to like make a product, they can't because Google has the rights.
Yeah.
For what? For you can't patent something. In my opinion, you shouldn't be allowed to patent something that you're not going to make. I mean, that's like me patenting. Okay.
Oh no, patents should expire. Like if you don't.
They do.
Oh right,
they
yeah.
do expire. They expire within 10 years or 10
oh, well, that's
or
fine then.
Years.
Bouncy castle.
Yeah,
but
no, patents get written off.
But by then, it's the whole idea is by then you'll have a product and be well established in the market.
Yeah.
It's in accounting.
There'll be no competition. But there's a very strict rules for what is patentable. So you know how they had like there's this crowd who had like a patent for podcasting.
Oh right.
Oh wow.
Did you hear that?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
oh my god.
Yeah. So basically, this there were like patent trolls in America. They basically they patented being able to
podcast.
Oh, like periodically, like display like a list of episodic content, right?
Wow. Yeah.
And which is basically what a podcast is.
Yeah,
you
probably
want, like every like yeah. YouTube and everything. Basically, what happened is they sued Apple, and Apple settled for some reason.
Right.
They didn't even bother to fight it.
Shit.
Then they went after podcasters, but then I mean the patent should never have been granted in the first place. So
yeah.
They managed to devalidate the.
Yeah. Well, for Apple settling, that's the wise thing to do. You don't want to exactly get involved with something that's
stupid.
That's
peanuts
to Apple. That's
like
50 cents to them.
I mean, their legal bills would probably be bigger than that.
If I have €70 in my wallet and 50 cents in my, like, is there a clue? €70
yeah.
and 50 cents. 50 cents, is that 2 million of Apple?
Their lawyers could have, hang on, lads, always
oh, this is our fault.
Wait for the cripple.
They could have,
wait
like,
for
Apple's
the
lawyers could have devalidated the patent in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
So why didn't they?
Because they were right. That forest there is weird. I don't even know where it leads to. I saw on CNBC the other day that my business news, that Apple's going to hit $1 trillion before the end of the year.
Yeah.
It said with the what did they say it was going to be? The thing that
some sort of crap.
The thing they said that was going to make it happen. I can't remember.
It's
going to
become a country.
Yes.
Very profitable country.
What I understand is, you know,
Joe
better call Saul. He has a client who has like 100 acres and he wants like. Why can't that guy make? That guy's not legally allowed to make your country, is he?
He is, I guess.
Is he? No, I don't think he can.
He can, I guess.
I don't know.
But like, but his currency is worth.
Yeah, yeah.
Jack. It's just, you know.
So funny. Fun fact. So we just came. We should inform our one listener. We just came from making Stitcher, which is currently the working title of the film. We might change it to something. What could it be called? I'm thinking of doing a subtitle.
Stitcher Killed My Family.
Nah, I'd like to call it Stitcher colon something, but like
Stitcher Born or Stitcher.
No, that's a line.
Yeah, the first one's called Stitcher. Here's how it's gonna go. Stitcher, then it's gonna be Stitcher
Tailor Made.
No, second one's gonna be called Two. The movie's always called the second movie Two. And then the third one will have an actual name.
The second one's gonna be called Stitcher Two Tailor Made.
The Unseen Oppressor.
But that's not a joke about stitching.
Oh, it needs to be a joke about stitching.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Stitching.
And is Stitcher, the cross station of the cross stitch, going to be set in the past?
I don't know. Why would it be?
Could be like Stitcher being born and like he like ripped his mom across.
What's the point of that? The whole point of Stitcher Stitches of the Cross really Stitch is that it's like a religiously themed one. So like the one where Stitcher's born will just be, I mean, Stitcher's a company, we need to remember. But that, maybe it turns out in the second one that Stitcher is actually a human person.
Stitcher has to be an acronym. No, an anagram. Stitcher has to be... No, an acronym. Anagram.
Well, no, it's not an anagram. Nothing is an anagram.
S-T-I-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Oh, sorry.
But no, I'll tell you something. Stitcher 2 TaylorMade is great because he goes to like a fancy party and he has to infiltrate Stitcher at their annual shareholders.
How the hell are we going
to
get anybody
annual shareholders party and he wears a tuxedo?
You need to be realistic, Lucy, and Jesus Christ.
Then, what's Stitcher 3 then?
When do we make it?
To drag you down to reality.
I mean, we can.
Involving a glass into the second.
I mean, we can do one every year, I guess.
It's a requirement.
For the next 14 years.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
so bad.
We're going to be so famous.
Stitcher
Ooh, gets Dacia.
They're horrible.
I'm going to try
they're
so
cheap.
Hard.
They're actually the cheapest cars.
Yeah, but they're coming back into fashion because they're cheap.
Fashion.
And look, it doesn't look that bad.
I'm going to try so hard to make Stitcher to make Stitcher a hit on YouTube.
Well, yeah, like, that's because you're on
the reindeer
on
those reviews.
But that was because like Pablo and all his family watched it and shared it and shit. Like, it's really hard to get something popular. Like, Ebola Czar never took off. Did you? That's why it has 1,000 views.
I think Pablo deleted his Facebook.
You know Pablo the Mexican Reindeer has 1,000 views.
What?
Yeah.
Pablo the Mexican Ebola Czar
has 150, Horror Ghost has 200, and Pablo the Mexican Reindeer has 1,000.
Pablo the
It's a film we made with Pablo.
I showed you Pablo the Mexican Reindeer.
Oh, I know Pablo.
Pablo the Mexican Reindeer.
Did Pablo delete his Facebook, or did he just unfriend?
No, he's Lagarde Tolbert.
Yeah, I searched him the last day.
Why is Pablo a Mexican reindeer?
He was dressed as a Mexican reindeer and went camping.
So
we got up at 4 a.m. and Key and chased him around a bit. It's not very good, but it's got 1,000 views.
My mom!
What?
I don't know who's that. It's like they probably saw a gang of youth holding weird shapes and objects. I was like,
shady objects.
Oh,
I forgot my wallet, so I only have change.
I got 2 euro.
Oh, I have at least 3 euro in change, I hope.
But Stitcher 2 TaylorMade is going to be amazing. And then, what's Stitcher 3 again? Shane made them all. Stitcher 3 is...
Wait, how many is Shane... Oh, Shane did...
Oh, yes, Stitcher 3 is hanging by a thread.
Well, we still need to fit... Yeah, it really is.
Shane made 12, and I'm continuing the franchise now. He's just basically just got every picture of Owen on Facebook and just like turned it into a Stitcher thing.
Yeah, I don't like the more nobody's done explosion photo he made.
Yeah, that's Stitcher hanging by a thread.
Wow.
We're gonna
go far in life, guys, don't worry.
Start talking about this. Getting hungry now. No matter, no
oh,
matter.
Oh yeah, the healthy option. That
rhymes. Actually, what date is it today?
It is the 4th of May. Well, I'm an employee of the State Examination Commission tomorrow.
Why?
Because I'm doing modeling for the junior cert life exam, and they have to pay me, otherwise it's slave labor.
Modeling?
Yep.
I volunteer.
I have to sit there, be looked at by.
Didn't you do it last year?
No, I didn't do it. People said last year didn't get paid. Because it was
they got tenor.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Then that's all I'm going to get. Shit, I thought I was going to get more than that.
That's modeling.
Like, sit
it's
there.
It's where you model. You ever see the
yeah, but I have to, like, sit there and hold an apple or something, and they're going to draw me. Sorry.
You sit there like,
I'd say I'm going to be quit in a pose.
Very interesting physical features,
wait,
to say the least.
I mean, clearly they...
exam.
Clearly they... Yeah.
In the junior
tomorrow
shirt,
afternoon.
Art. Junior shirt art. Oh, art, right.
But no, I have to... I clearly was decided it was I was one of the people in the class who had the most difficult features to draw because of my...
Long hair.
My long hair and my, you know, coarse nose. Saw.
It's not exactly unnoticeable.
Alright. What's the asshole? Why are they putting those tables there so we can't sit down?
Because there's a lot of youths hanging around here and they are really irritating. I mean, if you walk over here after it's at 5 o'clock, there's going to be youths there and be shouting at people. Like, it is really annoying.
My planet is so much nicer than this.
Yeah.
And that's not saying much, but my planet is exactly nicer than this. What's so much nicer?
That's hilarious.
My planet.
I used to live right there in the house. You see the first triple house over there? It was my house until 2005. And I'll tell you the house beside it now. Yeah, it was a 3-story house. The house next to that now has this giant German thing on the door. It's so weird. Like this giant German crest with an eagle. And it's because the guy who lives there is the like cultural ambassador from Germany. It's so weird.
Oh, cool.
But it looked like some sort of military thing. Kind of scared me.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, dude.
That's my dad. Ramps
your toe heavy.
So, got that confirmation. Yes.
Oh, it wasn't our fault.
That's an extreme waste of Natal. Oh, no, wait.
No, it's really, it ends
my
right
my battery's on 40%.
Yeah. So, I don't use
it.
Mine's on 4.
Okay, so basically.
I was gonna say it would be a waste of Natal.
Tell us a story.
I had an ingrown toenail, so what I did was I pulled it out of the skin
okay,
and cut
okay,
it.
Okay, stop right there.
Hi.
Yes.
I've had similar.
Ooh, look, Nutella.
Just wondering where you are.
Sorry, just you know. Say it, I, a little bit. More.
It's very busy here, but I guess it's
no bother.
Not
see
a
them at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I guess. So.
Bye. Yeah.
I usually run past here at like.
Is that your daddy?
Yeah. Would have gone running today.
Be there in 6 minutes.
Oh, great. 6 months.
Me and Lucy are going to the Mass.
What?
We're going to Mass, aren't we?
There's no Mass on Monday.
Mass every day.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
maybe there is. I don't know.
I assume there's something every day. It's open every day anyway.
Oh, sure. I mean, church is open every day. It has to be legal.
Not legally.
Not legally, but I mean, if you consider the church's rules to be legally.
Yeah, well, they kind of are in this country. Vote yes.
Did anyone ever have Zappers when they were younger?
Nope.
Oh, Zappers. So good.
Like
and then they remade
like
them.
Kind
of yeah, but they used to be really odd shaped, and then they remade them, and they were just like Smarties and really sour though.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
45 cents. So cheap.
Tell us about yourself.
Introduce
yourself.
He's tall. He's pretty much as tall as me, which is crazy.
And he claims to be 6'4", which you're not.
Actually. He's taller than me.
No, I've given up. Well, let's see now.
No,
you are taller than me, right?
No, Michael claims he's 6'4". My brother is 6'4".
No, he's not.
I am
6'5".
He's got
to be 6'5".
No, he is exactly 6'4".
No.
In his shoes, he's 6'5". But me,
I say that to Michael every day. You are not 6'4".
You are not 6'4".
Okay, do you know what I'm gonna do?
Sorry to crush your
dreams. No. I'm gonna go home tonight. I'm going to take out the measuring tape.
What?
And I'm not going to measure what you think I'm going to measure. I'm going to measure my
height.
That's
what I thought you were going to measure.
No, I'm going to measure my height. I'm going to send you a picture of my height. Okay?
Your height.
And make sure Kevin does. Make sure Kevin measures you. Exactly. Like back against the wall, measuring tape, everything. Like
no shoes.
No
hair
shoes.
Hair flat.
Yeah. Everything.
Just cut off all your hair first.
Okay, then that's the score.
Okay, so, well, what can I say about myself? Well, I'd like to call myself Mr. Captain Popular, if you know what I mean. And, you know, I set all the trends.
If you're my friend, you're definitely not popular.
No,
that's us.
I'm bringing myself down with you, okay?
Who has my badge?
Well, what do you want me? Oh, well, what do you want me to talk about? Oh, I think I probably have.
No one has this.
I think I do.
Yeah.
Better have it. The only one I have. Oh, that's my gun.
It's your gun. So there we go.
Yes.
Wait, do we have ours? Our gun.
Yeah. There's lots of my bag that you should probably take now. Yeah. Just let me get this.
Oh, wait, crap! Right over. Oh, there.
It's not like I'm going to.
Well, what do you want me to say about myself?
Oh, and you can hold this.
Is there anything that...
I don't want to, though.
What now, podcast so is this going to be like? JL 6,200. JL 195.
That's definitely not still open.
No, it is, yeah. I was there like a couple weeks ago.
No, look, the cat... The cat hand is still going.
Eat stuff.
Did you?
See, the cat hand...
They delivered your house before. You could just walk over the field.
Alright, stuff in here that belongs to you guys.
Huzzah!
Yes.
I feel like that guy in Bowling for Columbine put like 50 guns out of his pants.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Okay, knitting needles. Where's the fourth one?
The kid. Students are not allowed to wear baggy clothes because they can hide weapons in them.
Okay, here's the fourth one, and here is the string. Not the string. Okay.
It's
so ridiculous.
For the cat.
Yeah,
you take this.
It's a sex mask.
I thought we'd have a purpose.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
It's horrible.
Kill it. Kill it with fire.
I thought we'd be able to use it if the assassin was masked. I couldn't find another mask last night. The script.
He's gotten a hat.
I think everything else in here belongs.
Who gives a shit about the script?
There's some really disgusting stuff in here, actually.
It's great.
It's not my bag.
By the way, in promotion of going to see... what you call it again?
Stitcher.
Oh yeah. Promotion of going to see Stitcher. It's an awesome movie and you should definitely go see it. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
It's not really a movie, it's like a short film.
Well, we're marketing it as
Academy Award winning short.
I market all my
stay
films
quiet,
as
recorded
quiet.
On Michael's phone in 4K.
I mean,
Kevin's makeshift MDF.
But I mean, you say it's 4K, right?
You want me to gouge out your eye?
If Kevin hadn't forgotten the battery for the camera, would it have been in 4K?
No.
You
no.
see? So,
I,
like,
I
it all worked out okay.
No, because it's not really for... Like, you get better... You get way better quality 1080p
Kevin's amazing
camera.
I should have brought my camera. I mean, my camera's
Wait, so
not,
what will this
good.
Be like? 480?
You see, the problem with camera phones
4K.
The problem with camera phones
higher
is
than HD.
Oh, wow.
The flipping dynamic range is crap, and the lenses are crap.
Yes.
And Kevin's a geek.
Well, no, we'll have to wait. We'll have to, yeah, I'd say the lens is the problem. But anyway, no, we'll just wait until the summer and I'll. Maybe Shane.
Mom is
Shane will come to the editing.
Avid knitter.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought you might have knitting needles.
His mom is like the perfect housewife. Like she'd be better.
Like, she always comes up. She'd be making Barra like a steak for his dinner. She'd bring it down. She'd go, "Now, Barra, would I win the perfect housewife of the year award?"
And it's all because I showed her this like article from like the 1950s from like a magazine, like how to be the perfect housewife.
and it was like a woman always remembers
her place.
Yeah, always stuff like that.
That's like
her husband's points of discussion are always more important than hers.
Yeah.
And there's like a few really, really funny ones.
Oh, you have to always tidy the room before the husband comes.
Yes, so she must take
a
15 minute nap
before
the
husband
comes.
Yes, it was a real the Times magazine, 1950s, like how to be a proper housewife.
Yeah, they had like a whole guide on.
It's
brilliant.
Jesus Christ!
I could probably get it up right now, but my dad is.
Yeah.
No, send the link and then we'll read it because I won't read it now.
It's a good read.
Pick a song.
It's a good read. That's all I'll say.
Pick a song for the end of the episode, Michael. Pick a song. What do you pick a song?
Sounding.
We played Kashmir before.
Android Porn.
We played Kashmir at the end of episode or at the start of episode 122 Days of what was it called? Glimpse into the Future.
Okay. Go. Do you know Two Steps to Hell?
What is it?
It's epic dramatic music. Go home.
What kind of song? What kind of music?
Play a nice metal song, like the first song.
No.
And they've got some really good
Sound and Color by.
It's also called Sound and Color.
Two Steps from
Hell. Alabama Shakes.
Okay, we'll play that.
Yeah. So you already downloaded it, didn't you?
No, I just looked at it.
Actually, play Forever Man. Forever Man.
By who?
Eric Clapton.
How to be a good housewife.
Like I run out of songs to play at the end of the episode. So
running your home. Be healthy music.
Of course, it's on Wikipedia.
I love WikiHow because the articles WikiHow, are all. WikiHow is great because every step has an illustration.
No, WikiHow is what I like. What's the one? Ask Jeeves.
How to commit?
Ask Jeeves is shit. But Jesus Christ. WikiHow is good.
I hope that one doesn't exist.
Anyway, all right. So here's
the perfect house.
So here's the song. One of the songs.
1950s.
And
1950s Time magazine.
We'll be back this week for JL196 or whatever. And
Did we just record a full JL?
I'm just like it was 20 minutes. Like I'm just filling space to get
Jesus
up to,
Christ! I want to get to
episode 200 as fast as possible. So.
Oh wow! You're just going
for that big four digits as soon as possible.
I mean, we're getting to episode 200 in the next 2 weeks.
Like the next May 22nd. The next one you should just do tomorrow. Just 5 minutes of you just going.
they have to be 20-25 minutes at least. Like, so I just put song at the end to make them longer.
Fair enough.
How many Benji stickers reviews have I written?
One. I wanted you to do one of Furious 7. It's too late now.
Oh yeah. You can tell me what to write.
But like the first one took me too long to edit. It wasn't really worth it. I don't think.
So you're just podcasting like your life. Everything we do in our life.
I mean, I listen back to these sometimes when I'm really depressed. Like. Some of the more fun ones.
I can relate to that. Yeah. I can relate to that.
Like, it's fun. I enjoy having a... I mean, it's mostly, like, the editing and the uploading and shit. I enjoy that. It's a way of wasting time.
I heard.
I forgot about that. So we had...
Which actor? Ryan came on.
Which actor from the...
Well, it wasn't exactly Robert.
Oh, yeah, Ryan, the...
It was Chris Townsend.
Chris Townsend, he's the...
He played Party Guest.
Yeah, I played Party Guest. Oh, nice. Very major role in the movie.
But he's... It's his birthday this weekend.
You know that, you know the like huge hovering like aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
You know your man.
Okay, so bye.